This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, editor at mybroadband.co.za. Jan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, Jan, thank you once again. So a couple of topics we need to get through today. So the Bitcoin payments at Pick n Pay, that's a really interesting one to start with.
Yes, and what was interesting is this isn't just Pick n Pay saying, hi, we're kind of trying this out at a handful of stores. It's we are going to be rolling out this all of our stores nationwide in the coming months. It's currently available at 39 stores. You know, it's technically in a trial, but the aim here is to offer Bitcoin payment at all our stores nationwide. It's a significant development and a significant development for cryptocurrency adoption in South Africa.
Jan, how does one actually pay? That's the question.
Yeah, so it sounds like the way they've designed the system is there's several different apps you can choose from. Now, without getting bogged down in the technical details too much, not just any Bitcoin app is going to work. It has to specifically support a thing called the Lightning Network. And the Lightning Network, as the name might imply, is something that makes Bitcoin faster. It's what we call in the business a layer 2 scaling solution, and that's just fancy talk for it lets Bitcoin transactions happen at a faster rate outside of the Bitcoin blockchain, and then they get settled on the blockchain a little bit later. And the reason for that is because processing Bitcoin transactions can take long on the core blockchain. It's just how it's designed at the moment, and you know, you've got that whole process of mining blocks and so on, and that, you know, happens in at a set interval. It's 6 minute intervals. So to speed that up and to make transactions possible at a faster pace, one of the solutions that people came up with, that really smart people came up with, is this Lightning Network. So you'll have to download an app onto your phone, a Bitcoin app onto your phone that supports Lightning. And then when you go up to the till point to pay, it looks like on the payment terminal, there'll just be a thing that says Bitcoin. And then you can just say Bitcoin, and then it automatically converts between Bitcoin and Rand for you. They've got a partner that does that for you called Crypto Convert, also a South African outfit. Then, you know, you pay. And apparently the transaction costs, you know, like 70 cents per transaction. South African cents, I should clarify.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes about 30 seconds to go through, and then you're done. You've paid with Bitcoin. And this is not just available in obscure places. It's available in South Africa's biggest cities. So, for example, there's Pick n Pay, Sea Point, the Waterfront, Mall of Africa, Mall of the North, the South, Menlyn, Centurion, wow, the Pavilion, Bedford View, Four Ways, Midrand, Rustenburg, Carlton Center, Diepsloot, Bloemfontein, Durban North. It's available all over the country at 39 Pick n Pays.
So basically what I'm just trying to understand is how it actually works. So I presume that you'd scan a QR code.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So it does sound like there's a QR code type system. So yes, you scan a QR code, much as the same as you would pay with another QR based system. And that then automatically translates the Rand of your bill to the Bitcoin that the app is going to pay in.
Okay.
And then you just click pay, you tap pay on your phone, and it puts the transaction on the Lightning Network and sends it to the Pick n Pay till. So yeah, you will have to have a data connection on your phone as well to make this work. So that's another important consideration.
Actually, that's a very good point. So obviously I wonder if Pick n Pays would also give you access to their, you know, their Wi-Fi.
That's the next step, right? Is if you're going to be implementing systems like this, then you're going to have to make connectivity easier, because I know the Pick n Pay here by us, when you're standing in the wrong spot, I don't have coverage on my cell phone network. So the next step is to have a Wi-Fi network available, at least near the till points that you can connect to make these kinds of payments. So, you know, whether it's Zapper or SnapScan or Bitcoin Lightning that, or just scanning your Pick and Pay rewards card. You know, so there's an option to not have to whip out your or carry around your Pick and Pay rewards card, your Smart Shopper card. You can scan it from the app, but that also requires a data connection.
It's just amazing where technology is going. And, yeah. Listen. Sorry, Jan.
No, that's it. I'm just agreeing with you.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing where it's going to be just so easy eventually, but dependent on technology and connectivity. So next up, the future of fixed wireless in South Africa. What's the story here?
Yeah, this was a feature piece we worked on, just because we're looking at how fiber is really flourishing in South Africa and how you've got these fiber operators that are, really trying to push, connectivity and especially fiber broadband into every corner of the country. And regardless of socioeconomic status, or where you are, or how small the town is, they're trying to lay fiber there. And like a couple of operators that come to mind are Frogfoot and Vumatel with its Vuma Reach and Key projects, and Herotel that are aggressively rolling out to smaller towns, or at least were aggressively rolling out to smaller towns in South Africa. And so we asked folks who offer fixed wireless access. Now, fixed wireless access can mean 4G and 5G, but instead of it being in a mobile phone, it is in a router. And it's usually sold on a fixed basis. And then, you know, if you're in a place with spotty coverage, they might put an antenna on your roof to help you catch a signal from the tower better. But also there are what we call wireless ISPs, WISPs, all over the country that have been offering access as an alternative to DSL and fiber in places where there isn't any. And even as an alternative to 4G and 5G, especially because, you know, they can offer it on uncapped, they can offer this Wi-Fi based fixed wireless access on an uncapped basis. It's often cheaper than the 4G or 5G equivalent. And so now our question to them was, what's gonna happen as fiber pushes out? Is there a future for fixed wireless access in South Africa? And so the feedback that we got is that, you know, the fact is that fiber isn't going to reach everywhere anytime soon, and neither is 4G or 5G. And so there is definitely, still a future for fixed wireless access to kind of bridge that gap of connectivity for places that don't have ready access to 5G, to fiber. But there's some stiff competition coming down the pike in the form of low Earth orbit satellites, SpaceX and with their Starlink offering, and AST Space Mobile, and Kuiper from Amazon, to name a few. But that competition is great because it means everybody has to pull up their socks.
Absolutely, absolutely. Unfortunately, Jan, we are out of time, but I urge you to go to my broadband.co.za and have a look at all these stories. And there's a couple of great stories, and unfortunately we couldn't get to all of them. Jan Vermeulen, thank you so much. I always enjoy our weekly catch-ups.